Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel. The text is Luke chapter 24, verses 13 through 35. The Reverend Dr. Arthur Just is preaching. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from Luke 24. That very day, two of them were going to a village named Emmaus, about 7 miles from Jerusalem, and talking with each other about all these things that had happened. While they were talking and discussing together, Jesus himself drew near and went with them. But their eyes were kept from recognizing him. And he said to them, "What is this conversation which you are holding with each other as you walk?" And they stood still, looking sad. Then one of them, named Cleopas, answered him, "Are you the only stranger to Jerusalem who does not know the things that have happened there in these days?" And Jesus said to them, "What things?" And they said to him, "Concerning Jesus of Nazareth, who was a prophet, mighty in deed and word before God and all the people, and how our chief priests and rulers delivered him up to be condemned to death and crucified him. But we had hoped that he was the one to redeem Israel. Yes, and besides all this, it is now the third day since this happened. Moreover, some women of our company amazed us. They were at the tomb early in the morning and did not find his body. And they came back saying that they had even seen a vision of angels who said that he was alive. Some of those who were with us went to the tomb and found it just as the women had said, but him they did not see." And Jesus said to them, "O foolish men and slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have spoken, was it not necessary that the Christ should suffer these things and enter into his glory?" And beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he interpreted to them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself. So they drew near to the village to which they were going. He appeared to be going further, but they constrained him, saying, "Stay with us, for it is toward evening, and the day is now far spent." So he went in to stay with them. When he was at table with them, he took the bread and blessed and broke it and gave it to them. And their eyes were open, and they recognized him, and he vanished out of their sight. They said to each other, "Did not our hearts burn within us when he talked to us on the road, when he opened to us the scriptures?" And they arose that same hour and returned to Jerusalem, and they found the 11 gathered together and those who were with them, who said, "The Lord has risen indeed and has appeared to Simon." Then they told what had happened on the road and how he was known to them in the breaking of the bread. O Lord, have mercy upon us. Thanks be to God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. On that first Easter afternoon, a father and son walked home together to Emmaus from Jerusalem, discussing the momentous events that had happened that weekend. They were agitated, trying to understand how it could have all happened. Then a stranger came and walked alongside them. They did not know who he was. They should have. It was Jesus, their nephew and cousin, the one who they were talking about. But God kept their eyes closed from recognizing him. He was a stranger, an alien from another world, from his home in heaven. He was the Christ who broke into our world for 33 short years and was now about to return back home to heaven. When he asked them what they were talking about, they stood there stunned with sadness. How could this clueless pilgrim not know what had happened in Jerusalem these past 3 days? So on the way to Emmaus, these Easter pilgrims poured out their lament to this stranger. They had hoped that Jesus of Nazareth was the prophet sent from God to redeem Israel. No one taught like him. He even performed miracles that testified that he was from God. But their very own religious leaders, the council of Pharisees and Sadducees, judged him worthy of death and crucified him. And now on this third day since his death, they were stunned from reports by the women that a vision of angels said he was alive and that the tomb was empty. Such invincible foolishness, the stranger said to them. You should know better, for you should believe what the scriptures say about this Jesus of Nazareth, that he is the Christ, and that he must suffer and then enter his glory. Your lament to me is a confession of what the entire scripture says about the Christ, but you do not believe it, that his crucifixion and his empty tomb are exactly how this prophet, mighty in deed and word, this Christ would redeem Israel. And then this stranger did the most remarkable thing. He opened up the entire Old Testament from Moses through all the prophets, and he showed them the key of knowledge that reveals that the entire scripture is about the Christ and about his suffering and resurrection. And as he was teaching them and opening up the scriptures to them, their hearts burned within them. So they drew near to their village, their home at Emmaus. This stranger seemed to be traveling further. But the day was drawing to a close. It was time for dinner. They prevailed upon him to stay for dinner, to abide with them, and so he did. And then the most remarkable thing happened. As they were reclining at table with this stranger, he became the host. He took the bread and broke it, and blessed it, and gave it to them. And their eyes were opened, and they recognized them. That here was Jesus, their teacher, their Savior, the Christ. And as they were eating with him, he vanished from their sight. But although they could no longer see him, he was still there, present in the teaching on the road and in the breaking of the bread, just as he is among us today and forever, when we gather together around his word and around his table, a body broken and blood poured out. But this Easter Monday, in the midst of a pandemic, most of us did not gather around word and sacrament yesterday. We sat in our homes with our families, watching Easter services on our devices. Perhaps some of you may have felt like the Emmaus disciples before their hearts burned from open scriptures and their eyes were opened in the breaking of the bread. You may have felt like Easter pilgrims wandering from Jerusalem to Emmaus. But do not despair. Jesus of Nazareth, the prophet, mighty in deed and word before all the people, the Christ. He has suffered and enter into his glory for you. And you believe that. Your hearts did burn within you yesterday when you heard the scriptures opened, and when you heard that most glorious Easter news. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. Today we pray for Chaplain Timothy Rosenthal, who is deployed. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.